Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
So just some breaking news, some very good news actually. Rhianna Jarrett, the Republic of Ireland international, has signed a 6-month deal with Brighton and Hove Albion. So that's brilliant, because with some crucial qualifiers coming up, the fact that she is playing football at that level will do so much for her development, because we've heard Vera Pauw and other high-level coaches, Colin Bell before her, say how important it is that our women's players are playing overseas. Now, sticking with football, I am joined on the line by Ronan Murphy from Goal.com. Ronan, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm good. Now, I was going to start with Ryan Johansson, but because we're talking about our Irish players and qualifiers, I'm going to start with Glenn Whelan. So, a bit like Rhianna, Glenn Whelan has a new club.
Yeah, it's not as impressive as Rhianna as Amorfio. I've seen Rhianna a few times here in Wexford, and she's a fantastic footballer, and it's great to see. But Ben Whelan's, it's a bit of a step down for what we're used to for international footballers. He's gone to League One side Fleetwood Town, who are 11th in League One at the moment. So it's not really a good news story on his part, I don't think.
There was, he was struggling though, so at least he's got somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's true. It'll help his fitness if he is going to be included in the kind of crucial playoff matches we have in March. So it's good that he's going to be playing. But whether Mick McCarthy is going to want to call upon a player playing in the League One rather than perhaps maybe James McCarthy, who's in the Crystal Palace team at the moment, or Josh Cullen, who was back for Charlton last night, will be an interesting one to watch in the coming weeks and months. And,
Ronan, how important is it for him, though, just to, like you're saying there, just to be playing ball? It's better than him sitting on his arse, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. It's good to see that he found a club so quickly after leaving Hearts, because the new manager came in at Hearts and he just really didn't have time for him, because I think he's trying to build a young team, and maybe Glenn is the wrong side of 30, and maybe he doesn't have the legs anymore for playing Scottish Premiership football and to try and keep them into Scottish Premiership. So I think it's a good move for him, and it'll give him a chance, and I think he'll actually really stand out in League One, because as we've seen for Ireland, he does have the talent. It's just maybe his fitness levels and his pace isn't what it once was.
And one player it looks like he won't be playing for Ireland is Johansson, because his agent has said that he will play with Sweden.
Yeah, unfortunately that seems to be the case. I was talking to the Swedish journalist who broke the story in Sweden yesterday, and he was saying that he had met him in Seville, the agent. He's a Swede himself, so he was kind of pushing for Johansson to declare for Sweden. But from what I'm hearing from Johansson's camp is that the eligibility problems with FIFA, where his mother wasn't born in Ireland, and then that was causing problems with FIFA, and there was going to be an appeal and all. That seems to be the main problem for it, and it was too much hassle for Johansson, so he decided in the end that Sweden was the easiest. And because his dad is Swedish, he's just going to stick with Sweden, and it takes the hassle out of him, especially with him changing club at the moment to Sevilla, and that's going to be just the way forward. So he's probably going to be off my radar as someone who focuses on German football and Irish football. A Swedish player playing in Spain probably won't be as interesting to me anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Ronan, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Last time we were chatting, we nearly made you late for the plane, so we leave you go early tonight. Thanks, we're going to take a quick break.
2FM. Game on 2FM.
With Gillette Skin Guard Sensitive, the first razor of its kind designed to stop skin irritation. Revolutionary technology, taking the pressure off the blades and your shave. Gillette, the best a man can get.